This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football, NFL Lunch style. And today we take you out to one winning drive, Ravens OTAs. Third week, last week, organized team activities for 2025. Next week is mandatory minicamp, which means this, that. Got to be there. It's mandatory. Bob Adey, Nolan McGraw, and live from the castle in the Window Nation guest hotline is Vinny Serrato. Vinny, all right, first thing, who's there, who's not, and how are we feeling about it?
Well, offensively, no Lamar, no Zay, no Hopkins, no Ronnie. Otherwise, everybody else is pretty much there offensively. Defensively, no Hamilton, no Matabike, no Wiggins, no Armour Davis. Otherwise, pretty good attendance other than that. So that's kind of who's in and who's out today.
Now, as Cooper Rush continues to run with the ones because Lamar isn't there, you know, I don't know how much you've seen of him or noticed him as you watch the younger guys try to get their NFL sea legs under him. But Cooper Rush, I mean, if in a pinch he has to perform in a regular season game, what makes you confident that for maybe a short period of time, and he is 9-5 as a starter in the NFL, he could, you know, stem the tide and keep the Ravens afloat here?
Well, I think from what he's done, you know, in Dallas, he's won games, you know, in Dallas where he started, you know, after Dak was hurt and stuff. So I think that gives you confidence. I think, you know, coming in, probably the best backup that Lamar's had, you know, so I think he'll give him a chance. I mean, you don't want it to be, you know, 4 or 5 games or anything like that. But if he's got to come in and play for a game or two, I think he'd be okay. I don't think he'd have a problem. I mean, got to limit some of the running stuff that he would do. I mean, you know, you're going to pound your backs and play action pass and, you know, get the ball to your playmakers.
Now, there's no pads. So when the offensive line, say the five starters for a today, for instance, what's the offensive line situation looking like? Is we're still months away from deciding who the left guard's going to be. But right now, who would you consider to be the leader in the clubhouse?
Well, at left guard, Voorhees been taking them all at left guard. I mean, Noteboom is the left tackle, and then Voorhees, and then your regular cast of characters after that. So, you know, I mean, Noteboom is the McCary of last year. So that's kind of what we're looking at. So who's not there, then it'll probably be, you know, Noteboom. Oh, Ben Cleveland's not here either, Bob, my favorite guy.
Now, and all right, we'll talk. We talked about Bateman earlier today. You know, Zay Flowers, who you mentioned, isn't there. But Tez Walker entering his second year in this Todd Monken offense. If you're setting like a benchmark for him to reach, in an offense that already has a ton of weapons, what would be real for Tez Walker to reach, which makes us feel satisfied that he's starting to trend in a very positive direction here?
Well, I think, like, be the fourth receiver. And I think, you know, he's gotten a lot better, Bob. I mean, and he's only going to get better just because he hadn't played a bunch. And he's getting better because last year he couldn't bend his knees, get in and out of cuts. You know, and that's one of the biggest things. So he's becoming a better route runner. So that's the biggest step. You know, I mean, why do we talk about Bateman? You know, because he can separate and do all those things. And why? Because he can bend his knees, get in and out of cuts. And that's the thing that Tez Walker needs to do because he's got the speed. He's got all those things. He just needs to be under control and be able to bend his knees and get his pads over his toes to get in and out of breaks.
Now, I know you liked LaJonte Wester earlier in this offseason process. Are you still have high hopes for him contributing in some capacity, probably more on the special teams world here?
Yeah, I think like punt returns and stuff, Bob, he's got great quickness, you know, and he's got great burst and speed. He's not very big. So I think he'll have a role somewhere, you know, probably as a punt return just because he's such a big play type guy. So that's what I tell you what, Bob, one of the most important, just because I've got to do the call at 1 o'clock and walking over to the offensive field, there's no shelter. So it'd be hard for me to take the call over there. So I was watching the deep. Travis Jones looks really good, Bob. I mean, like, he's got big old arms and he looks like he's leaned up is the biggest thing. Like, he doesn't look soft at all, like where he has in the past. I mean, like, his lower body's rock solid and he got some guns on him now. I mean, he looked real good. I was watching the DBs, too. And you know what? Bilal Cohn, the rookie, he's got really good feet, good movement. I liked what I saw, you know, in drills and stuff from him. I thought he looked really, really good. And Malachi Starks. And Malachi's talking today, Bob, along with the D-line coach. And I can't remember. There was one more person. I can't remember who it was. But they're talking today. But Malachi's smooth, you know. And I think Malachi – I don't think it's been a tough transition thus far for him.
And you mentioned Travis Jones. We've discussed before here on the show that he could be in line for a pretty significant payday. I mean, Madubuike got his money. We just talked about Bateman got his extension, you know, different sides, but extensions nonetheless. And I would think that Travis Jones is a guy, Vinny, that the Ravens would like to keep around. But what does he have to do to earn himself a pretty substantial pay rate? I mean, Broderick Washington got paid a couple of years ago. What does Jones have to do to ensure that he'll be a Raven for the next few seasons?
I think the biggest thing that he needs to do, Bob, to really, for him payday-wise, to take it to another level, sacks. That's where he needs to take it to. You know, get six sacks or whatever. Because that's a big man. That's 320, 30 pounds. You know, that's a big man. But he's got initial quicks, and he's got really long arms. So I think if he can take his sack level up, Bob, that's only going to make his pay go up. Now, the thing for Eric is if he gets the deal done now, which would be great, you know, and then let's say Travis goes off and has eight sacks, they're saving a lot of money.
All right, Vinny, as you watch the rest of this Monday OTA's practice unfold, what are you going to be watching here next couple hours?
Well, one other thing, Looper was kicking good, Bob. I saw him.
Okay.
He kicked about six of them, you know, and he made them all. And I couldn't tell how far, but I mean, some of them were very far. But he made him. I mean, he's got good pop in the leg and stuff, you know. So I will, right when I go back now, it'll be a lot of team stuff. And that's I like to just kind of see who steps up, who pops out, and, you know, who we want to talk about because, man, did you see that play or that type of thing?
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Ravens OTAs, no Lamar or Kyle Hamilton hasn't been there in a while either. Mandatory next week. We expect they will all be in attendance. Vinny, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
All right, there's Vinny Serrato out there. We'll come back. American League East report, what happened in the division over the weekend, yesterday in particular. Look at the schedule. Tonight, couple of games on the docket for the AL East and beyond. And we'll talk about the standings, wild card, and division. I guess we're at that time. Usually we wait till July 1st. But since the Orioles were getting desperate trying to get them into some sort of positive light, we'll start talking about the wild card standings. And even that isn't all that great. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking about the NBA Finals, now tied at a game apiece, but OKC has dominated the series, but yet only have a split. Could that be a problem for them or a sign that Indiana is in big?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trouble.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
American League East report here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny, as you just heard, is out with the Ravens at one winning drive. OTAs this week, four of them open to the masses. And then next week's mandatory mini camp. And then that's all she wrote until training camp 2025, as we're already at June 9th. In less than 3 months, college football will start. Actually, the Ravens start September 7th, that week. So that's 3 months. Yeah. Yeah, it keeps on rolling along, man. Keeps churning. Well, we thought the Orioles were churning in a positive direction after the Seattle series. They had won six in a row, a couple of sweeps involved there. Then they go Sacramento, taking on the A's, blow a 3-0 lead on Friday. Come from behind, win Saturday. Moon Man with a monster shot in that game. Colton Cowser. And then yesterday against the A's in the finale, they go quietly. 5-1. Tomo Sugano goes into the fifth. Labors through 87 pitches, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Gunnar Henderson, a couple of E's at shortstop. Rivera should have had one at first. They let a ball play him going into right field. And then the A's got the necessary. There was a bloop hit in here. And the Orioles' only run was scored on a miscue by them defensively, because the Orioles were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. This has been a problem for them going back to the second half of 2024. But 5-1 final score, that was all she wrote. Orioles do go 4-2 on the road trip, and that's kind of all that matters. About T.J. McFarland contributing to the cause for the A's yesterday. We were talking about him last week. T.J. McFarland, yeah, that guy who was part of the 14-16 Orioles of Buck Showalter, getting to the playoffs a couple of times when T.J. was on the team and still doing his thing, coming off the IL. And Miller, that guy's a stud, throwing 100 bazillion miles an hour. And who knows what the A's do with him. He was a starter by trade. Reinvented himself as an all-star closer. Was part of the trade discussions last year. A's decided to keep him. We'll see if they revisit. The A's had not won a series until this weekend against the Orioles in over a month. Anyway, that thing is over. Tomorrow, Tigers come to town as they have the best record in the American League, and we'll get into the standings here in a couple of seconds. Orioles had three straight bad starts against the A's after a string of quality starts, which helped lead to your winning streak. Not so much. Dean Kramer was given a lead, didn't want it. Charlie Morton, I don't know what the hell he was doing on Saturday, pitching like the guy that was dreadful for a couple of months before he was thrown back to the bullpen. And then Cigano, uncharacteristic struggles as he could not keep the ball down in the zone, pitch to contact, et cetera, et cetera. Just, you know, and didn't get any run support. So let's call it like it is. Elsewhere, however, in the American League East yesterday, Tampa Bay taking on the Marlins. And right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are one of the hottest teams in baseball because they're getting timely hitting and things like this to help them win games.
Runner on the move, and the pitch is skied to right. Back to the track of Sanchez, and that baby is gone. Home run opposite field for Yandy Diaz. And with that, the Rays are on the board.
They would win 3-2. Dwayne Stats, FanDuel Sportsnet, 3-2 over Miami. Brandon Lau, former Terp, got the sack fly that proved to be the difference in the game. But 3-2 is the final score. Tampa Bay Rays, they have the series split against Houston, 4-gamer. But they won the other six, so they're kind of cooking right now. So Tampa handles their business against the Marlins. It was the Twins taking on the Blue Jays. And for Minnesota, they actually salvaged the finale here.
3-2, and now Vasquez to left and deep. Back it goes in the corner, and that is gone. And the Twins go back-to-back and have the lead. It's 4-3 here at Target Field.
Twins TV 6-3. Proved to be the final score for Minnesota. Vasquez and Lee, as you heard, they go back-to-back. Joe Ryan picked up his 7th win of the series. However, the Blue Jays do win that series 2-1. And last night, Boston taking on the Yankees in the Bronx. And Boston broke out the old the torpedo bats, I guess.
Rafael Devers, right field. Say goodbye. Woo! What a shot off the bat of Devers. 111 miles an hour, and another second deck shot for the Red Sox.
ESPN on the call. Boston hit 5 home runs last night. Devers, as you heard, Toro, Navarez, Campbell, and Trevor Story all go deep to offset 2 home runs from Aaron Judge as the Red Sox win that one 11-7, and in the process win that series against New York 2-1. Today in the division, the Rays are at Boston, Fenway Park, 7:10 first pitch. And Toronto is at St. Louis, taking on the Cardinals, 7:45. Detroit's at Baltimore tomorrow, 6:35. Start that 3-game set. And the Yankees are in KC starting tomorrow, starting a series against the Kansas City Royals. Standings update. Division wide. Yankees, 39-25. They've lost 2 in a row. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're still 4.5 up on both Tampa and Toronto, who have identical 35-30 records. Boston's 8.5 out. The Orioles bringing up the rear, 13 back. Detroit, 7 games up now on the Twins, 7.5 on Cleveland, 8.5 on Kansas City. White Sox in last. They're 20.5 games out. You've got Houston now, 2.5 up on Seattle. In the AL West, Texas 5.5 out, as are the Angels, who come to town this weekend, play the Orioles. A's, they're 11 back, even though they just beat the Orioles 2 out of 3 games. In the NL East, Mets are now 4.5 up on the Phillies, who are scuffling. Phillies just got swept by the Pirates. They've lost 9 of 10. They're 4.5 out. Nats 11.5. Braves, talk about a struggling team. Nolan, remember the Braves got to 500? Now they're back to 10 games below. They've lost 14 of 17. They're on the struggle bus. And they're buried 14 out. Miami 16.5 off the pace. Cubs are 4 up on the Cardinals in the NL Central. Brewers 5.5. Reds 7.5. And then you have the Pirates at 14.5. Even though Pittsburgh has won 3 in a row, we just said, swept Philadelphia. And then in the NL West, The Dodgers, 39-27. They're a game up on both San Diego and San Francisco. Giants have won five straight. You've got the Diamondbacks, losers of three in a row. Same with the Rockies because, you know, they're the Rockies. But the Dodgers, their list of injured pitchers is 10 strong, if not more than that. But yet they have the offensive wherewithal to maintain and depth, I guess, coming up from within the organization. But sooner or later, you'd think they have to bottom out. Mookie Betts is playing with a fractured toe. But Freddie Freeman's having this great season. Shohei. But they're holding off San Diego and San Francisco. Those are your division standings. Now, I don't want to patronize the audience, but here's the wild card. If the playoffs started today, your wild cards would be Tampa, Toronto, and Minnesota. Cleveland's a half game back. Seattle, Kansas City, game and a half. All right, okay. Hey, Boston, they're four games. Texas, 4.5. Same with the Angels. Orioles are 8.5. No, Orioles are 8.5 out of the wild card. Ahead of two teams, and we just talked about this. One of them just took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. That's the A's, and then the White Sox. See you later. National League playoffs started today. The wild cards would be the Padres, Giants, and the Phillies with the Cardinals. Only a game out there. And then 2.5 for Milwaukee, 4.5 for Cincinnati. So, to get real, Orioles are 4.5 out at the All-Star break. Are we vibing with that, or is it still just delaying the... They should not blow it up, as we've talked about with Ryan Ripken, retool, not rebuild. If they're 4.5 out at the All-Star break, are we still holding out hope that the second half is going to be much more positive than the last 5 full months of baseball?
Well, that would leave you a couple weeks before the actual deadline. Mm-hmm. So I think that it would have to be 4.5 and trending up, which obviously they would be if they were cutting it to 4.5. But, you know, healthy, trending up, 4.5. You feel like you've got a shot to win the next couple weeks before the deadline. But even then, it does feel, I don't know, 4.5 sounds a lot better than 8.5.
Yes.
So how about we just, I'd like to be in that position. I'd like to have that conversation for real.
Yeah, just win tomorrow. And then we'll take them one game at a time. There's your cliche alert heading into the break. When we come back, talk NBA Finals, tied at a game apiece, the series is, after the Thunder win handily last night against Indiana. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, will get into all of that good stuff. And the Knicks' pursuit of Tom Thibodeau's replacement. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Over at 2. And here to talk about that, maybe talk about the Knicks and their pursuit of a new head coach. Could it lead to Jason Kidd from Heavy.com? He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening? How are you feeling on this Monday?
Pretty good, Bob. How are you?
Doing all right. And Aaron Wiggins, we like to root for the Maryland Terrapins around here. We're the flagship home of the Terps. And Aaron, you know, for old geezers like myself, he played for Keith Gatlin, who was a teammate of Len Bias's back at Maryland and Lefty back in the early to mid 80s. So the ties are certainly deep. But his minutes have been kind of spotty here. Got the opportunity last night and certainly made the most of it. With Wiggins, who had his bust out games during, with Alexander couldn't go, Jalen Williams, he'd step in and do really well. I think in April he averaged over 20 points a game. Why the inconsistent minutes, however, Sean, in the playoffs? Is this a testimony to how deep OKC is?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, when Mark Daniel has to put up these rotations, these lineups, it can be difficult because he's got a lot of guys who don't play and who probably should get a chance to play. And, you know, Wiggins frequently is one of them. I think he wants as many athletic two-way players, you know, who can get out and cover the perimeter, who can disrupt passing lanes as he can get. And that's certainly something that Aaron does and does very well. And of course, if he's making his shots, he can be a streaky shooter. So usually you can tell pretty early on if it's going to be a good game for him or not. And you know, certainly that was the case. So yeah, you know, it's sort of been up and down in terms of the minutes, but this was a matchup where I thought Wiggins really could be effective and probably you know, earned himself a spot. You know, Daniel also gave minutes to Isaiah Joe as well, and I think it was sort of going to be a competition between those two guys. Joe did not get off to a great start shooting, so he went to Wiggins, and you saw the results. So yeah, it's more a matter of you know, trying to find the right matchups and trying to find those versatile you know, mid-sized players, you know, 6'6", 6'7", who can guard a bunch of different positions. That's Wiggins.
And Caruso, obviously, Sean, he had a big game off the bench last night, Alex Caruso. How sneaky good was that acquisition by the Thunder? I mean, they gave up Josh Giddey, who's, you know, maybe a superstar on the rise here to make it happen. But Caruso, you know, what does he bring at this stage of his career to stabilize an already kind of loaded roster here?
Yeah, I mean, he's exactly what they needed. You know, I mean, this is a team that as they went through last season, you could see they were in the midst of a breakout. They were going to be very good, but they were very young and had nobody with real playoff experience. So they all got playoff experience last season, of course, but they really felt like they needed at least one player who could really, you know, bring a certain experience level to the team, and they wanted to, you know, they would have got an end of the bench kind of guy, but they would rather have had a guy who's going to get his nose dirty, who's going to be in there, and who better to do that than Alex Caruso? You know, a guy who doesn't need to score, a guy who can get you 14, 15 points off the bench without having a single play called for him. You know, that's what Caruso has done throughout his career. One of the best perimeter defenders in the league, you know, going to a team that was already loaded with a couple of the other guys you could call some of the best perimeter players. So just really a seamless fit. You know, it's tough giving up on a young guy like Giddey, but they could see, especially with on the defensive end, that he wasn't going to be a guy who fit the way that that they wanted to play.
Now, go back to game one. They're up big, the Thunder, and, you know, they're up 15 in the fourth, or up 9 with about 3 minutes left or whatever it was, and then things kind of went haywire, and then Halliburton, you know, made another one of those incredible shots. 8 quarters, 7 of which the Thunder, fair to say, have outplayed them in a significant way. So if you're Indiana, are you like, hey, oh, we got a split. They've been kicking our ass, and we still managed to, you know, get one there. Or if you're OKC, it's like, look, we let one quarter prevent us from really maybe imposing our will. So who's got the advantage now, Sean, when they get back to Indiana on Wednesday night?
I think it's Oklahoma City. You know, I think that they can look at this and say, you know, we had one quarter where, you know, this team who's done this throughout the playoffs did what they do, where they put themselves in a position where they have no margin of error, and then they go out and they make no errors. And that's, you know, we've seen this from the Pacers. So, you know, I think if you're Oklahoma City, you kind of tip your cap to them. You look at some of the things that you did. I mean, they forced 24 turnovers in that game one, and I think they got something like 6 or 8 points off those turnovers. It was ridiculous. They shot terribly off of those turnovers. That's usually something Oklahoma City is very good at, transferring your turnovers and translating them into points for us. And they just didn't do that in game one. So I think if you're Oklahoma City, you kind of look at that and say, we're going to get back to the things that we do, and we're going to go on the road and win game three and take control of this thing. Now, Indiana, don't forget, you know, they lost game three after winning both games on the road in the series against the Knicks. They did the same thing against the Cavaliers before that. So and they lost game three in their first round. So they're 0-3 in game three so far. So, you know, to me, there's a lot of pressure on Indiana here to put that behind them and maintain some semblance of a chance in this series.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking NBA Finals, which resume on Wednesday in Indiana. Series tied at a game apiece. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, the superlatives are plentiful. He wins the MVP, and he's 3 wins away for an NBA championship. When we watch this guy and his continued ascension into the superstar of this game, is there a higher ceiling for him and maybe even for this team? Not to crown him yet, Sean, but in all this youth and talent they have, is Alexander going to be a ringleader for maybe our next little dynasty wave here in the NBA?
I think there's a real chance of that because, you know, it's a little, I'm not going to say he's Michael Jordan, but I'm going to say that he's in a similar kind of situation where the players that are built around him are really built for him to excel and to be an MVP. I mean, he averaged 32.7 points. He led the league in scoring this year. And there's no reason he can't keep doing that year after year because it's not a situation, you know, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams kind of play off of him. And there's a definite 1, 2, and 3 there where if you look back to, you know, the LeBron Miami Heat, we had Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and LeBron, you know, there were some competing agendas there. Just not that they didn't want to win or help each other or sacrifice. It's just the style of play. They all had to sacrifice something in order to make things work. For Shai, he didn't really have to sacrifice it. You know, they work best when he gets 32, 33 points. And it's not a matter of sacrificing to win a championship. That's how he should, that's how you want things to go. So yeah, this is a young team. It's very well built. You know, we know the assets that they have going forward, something like, I think it's 15, 16 first round picks in the next 7 years. You know, they are set up, especially in this era of the luxury tax and these aprons, which really restrict your ability to build. They are set up to not only win now, but to win in the future as well.
All right, Sean, let's get away from the finals in New York. They're looking for a head coach, Tibbs. He gets the old heave-ho. I mean, I guess Jay Wright's out of the mix. Jason Kidd's name's now been a prominent name mentioned here last couple of days. What's the intel saying about the next head coach in New York and taking over there for a somewhat volatile owner at times in James Dolan and, you know, maybe a roster that could use a tweak or two as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could make the case for firing Tibbs. You could certainly make the case that, you know, he got them to this point and they need another coach to push them over the hump. And I get that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I get that. If you're going to do that, though, you've got to be able to know who you're going to. Okay, we fired Coach X. Who's coaching? We're going to bring in Coach Y. This is the guy who's going to get us over the hump. And for them to be, you know, to pull off the firing without knowing who's next, you know, without knowing who's coming in, that reeks of James Dolan. That's not really, you know, Leon Rose, the GM, the president, you know, whatever his official title is, you know, the guy who's calling the shots there has been Leon Rose, and he's been very patient, very deliberate in the way he's built this thing, very un-Dolan-like. You know, Dolan has really taken a back seat. Well, now you've got a situation where the coach gets fired and they don't know who's taking over for him. You know, they're asking Dallas for permission to talk to Jason Kidd. Not sure if they're going to have that permission. And why are you interested in Jason Kidd to begin with? You know, so it's a really bizarre situation. It's been the opposite of how they've built things up to this point. So, yeah, I mean, Jason Kidd, I guess you could consider him the favorite. If I'm a Knicks fan, I'm hoping that that one of the underdogs, because, you know, Jason Kidd is an okay coach, but, you know, he's had a lot of failures on his resume as well.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Sean, always appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the games this week, and we'll catch up with you next week, maybe when somebody's already hoisting that O'Brien trophy.
All right, thanks, Bob.
You got it. Sean Devaney, everyone, we'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over, too. Tomorrow, Orioles back on the field, taking on the Tigers. That means we're back at Pickles for BBT. No Van Noy, no Wiggins, no Jalen Armour Davis, no Kyle Hamilton, who, by the way, hasn't been there since the first OTA practice. No Badabike, no Broderick Washington. So no them, Nolan, no problem, right?
Yeah, for the most part. And no surprise, I think, would be the better way to put it, is that, I mean, if you would have told me that all those guys were there and it was kind of looking like week one's attendance, I would have said, oh, well, what the hell was last week about? But, I mean, this is where we're at. Mandatory stuff next week. That's when it really gets rolling.
Kyle Hamilton hasn't been there since the first OTA practice, if memory serves. Like guys like Derrick Henry, likely Andrews, Humphrey. I mean, they've been kind of regular attendees to this sort of thing, which is good news.
Yeah.
You
know,
post, man.
Right. And I think the bigger thing here is that there's no headlines of, oh, so-and-so's absent because they're seeking a contract. You know, we don't have a James Cook in Buffalo situation where he's trying to get paid, or, you know, it's happening all over the league. I'm sure it'll happen in Dallas with their linebacker looking to get paid.
Parsons, Hendrickson, and Cincy.
It's same thing every year. But that's the leverage that the players have these days.
Looks like NFL, real quick, Nick Chubb's going to sign with the Houston Texans, where he'll join Joe Mixon. So they're getting the band back together, AFC North running backs. Anyway, Mixon still was good.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb's had back-to-back injury-riddled seasons. How much is left in that tank?
Right. I think he was around like 3 yards a carry last year. Now, I think a lot of that had to do with the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just such a tough son of a gun that came back from a significant injury in college. So it's hard for me to say that that's what's going to kill his career. I mean, I think there's still something there, but as a lead back, maybe not.
And Jaire Alexander, off injured, is getting released by the Green Bay Packers, a couple-time Pro Bowler. So some transactions there in the NFL world. As we've talked about, the Orioles are off today. We'll talk about that tomorrow, getting you ready for that series against Detroit. Tarik Skubal, if you've never seen him in person, he's scheduled to pitch on Thursday night down at Camden Yards. Nolan, let's get on out of here with that Funhouse trip of yours.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, speaking of that news of the day, Texter here says Ravens should target Jaire Alexander after his release from the Packers. He's the exact veteran they need to help their secondary depth. Plus, you won't be fully relying on him coming off of those injury seasons. Strictly a depth piece.
Yeah, they brought in Tre'Davious White last year. Similar, you know, previous accolades. He might be a little healthier, perhaps, than that. But Alexander's missed a lot of games over the last couple of years. And, you know, Green Bay's trying to win themselves. But to the Texter's point, I don't think it's a necessity. But, Nolan, as you and I were discussing earlier during News from the Nest, Ravens get hammered with injuries to their defensive backfield. So I'm assuming Eric DaCosta's got that on his radar, along with a lot of other teams, I would guess.
Let's see, another Ravens one here. Texter says Rashad Bateman's contract will end up being an absolute steal for Baltimore in the long run. At that price, he's barely making top 30 money at his position while giving you number two wide receiver stats.
I'm perfectly happy as a Ravens fan that he is on this team and will continue to be for the next couple of years for sure. I mean, this offense, and we've discussed it, and until we see it in real time happen during the games when they open that Sunday night in Buffalo, the potential for them to be explosive, if not unguardable, is there. I mean, because Henry still looks like a top-level running back based on last season. He keeps himself in the optimum shape. I mean, the Ravens, man, Todd Monken's got to be loving life with all the possibilities with that thing. And Bateman's part of it.
And our last text of the day, this one on the O's, says, six-game win streak was just dumb luck for the Orioles. They showed their true selves against the A's and unfortunately don't have the long-term consistency needed for a full turnaround. The starting pitchers were nearly flawless in that good 10-game span a week or so ago. And think about it, they still barely won a few of those games. This was never sustainable.
Yeah, with the rotation, I'm buying that. It's just, I just don't see it. It's not in the DNA for some of these guys past their prime, not even reaching prime. Maybe there isn't a prime of success. The offense, however, when they get everyone back, which should be within the next couple of weeks, there's going to be no excuses for them not putting runs on the board. No more of this crap. Adley's been great so far in June. Hopefully Gunner gets it together and stops pouting and throwing things and maybe tighten up a little bit defensively at shortstop. But when they get all their horses back with the bats, no excuses for being bad offensively or inconsistent, which is what they are right now.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, we've kind of run out of excuses in terms of the injuries to begin with, but I think, like I said earlier in the show, once you saw that instant impact that Colton Cowser provided, maybe put into perspective just how much they were missing him, when maybe it was easy to write off at the time, oh, what can one man do for this team? Well, in the case of Cowser, quite a bit. So hopefully it's the same for Westberg and Mullins.
Yeah, you got a bunch of Cowsers coming back, if you will. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk Orioles, talk Ravens, and everything else going on in the sports world. Inside Access coming up here in just a matter of minutes, so stick around for that. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.